You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Over the past week, we have been talking a great deal about the UK government's proposed changes to welfare. In particular, we've been looking at personal independence payment and universal credit. A lot of concern about this, but there could be a U-turn on some of this thanks to listeners like yourselves lobbying your MPs. Roisin Jacqueline is from RNIB's campaigns team. And Roisin, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alan.
There have been some changes. I know there's still some grey areas here, but we thought we would just try and update people as quickly as possible, especially for those in receipt of PIP and universal credit, because some of the changes were, at first glance, going to be quite detrimental to people's income.
Yeah, absolutely. And from what we're hearing in the report is that people currently getting PIP or the UC universal credit health top-up, they're not going to be impacted by the changes. And obviously for a lot of people that is very welcome and it'll be a relief, but we're really concerned what it's going to lead to is that people going forward are going to be penalised and we're going to end up with this two-tiered health and disability benefit system. We know regardless of when someone's sight loss begins, people with sight loss face very real additional extra costs. So it's really important that we keep this pressure that the bill doesn't go forward. We don't want this essential support to be taken away from anybody.
We will give some contact details and talk about how people can still help with this as well, because it's by no means the end of things. So initially, personal independence payment especially, very, very important. It's an in-work benefit as well, which many people with disabilities who are working receive, as you say, Roisin, to cover those extra costs. What were the negatives about this? I mean, how much were we looking at that people could lose out on if this went ahead?
So what the government put forward is a change to the eligibility criteria for the daily living component of PIP. So what they wanted going forward was a tightening that people would need to score essentially a higher threshold to keep that part of PIP. So they were looking across the various different activities that you can score points on. And they wanted people to have a score of at least 4 points. And we know that's going to be really difficult for many blind and partially sighted people who score 2 points across lots of different areas and activities and then accumulate points to get the daily living part of PIP. Looking forward for the new claimants, it's still really worrying that that kind of threshold will be in place for them, and something we're going to be continuing MPs to push on them to kind of vote against this plan.
So at the moment anyway, if you're on PIP and you're on universal credit, there will be no change, but new claimants could face this new criteria. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what we understand and what's been reported in the media. We have heard there'll be more detail set out from the government. We're expecting this to be published on Monday, so we'll be able to give a bit more detail once we've seen this on Monday.
You'll get to pore over the finer detail. I mean, also, I know there's concern for people on, say, for example, personal independence payment, that, you know, if they have to be reassessed, would they fall under this new scoring criteria as well? Is that, again, one of those grey areas we're still waiting on some clarity on?
At the moment, it sounds like they won't be impacted and they'll continue to be assessed under the existing criteria. So there won't be that requirement to score 4 points. But yeah, it's something we'll certainly be getting that clarity on and can update people when we know a bit more.
Do we know anything more about universal credit then? Is it really kind of going to be treated the same way as the changes or the proposed changes for PIP, and that's been reversed as well?
What we understand so far, the rate of the universal credit health top-up was going to face a real terms cut. It was going to be frozen until 2029, which we're really worried about. It's been announced that it will now rise in line with inflation. But again, we haven't got the clarity yet if this applies to all claimants or only existing claimants. So it's something, again, we're looking really closely at, and we'll be pushing for this uplifting to be applied to all claimants, not just those currently on the UC health element. And just while we're talking about PIP, just to kind of really stress, we really think it's unacceptable that someone who might be newly diagnosed with sight loss in 2027, and we know this is an extremely difficult time for that individual, could be penalised by the tightened PIP criteria, whereas kind of current PIP claimants can maintain this essential financial support.
So still lots of worries here. Now, we've been talking, Roisin, and encouraging our listeners to email through RNIB their MP. And I think we had something like 120 Labour MPs were rebelling against this, up to this U-turn, if you like, as well. Is that still something you're looking for people to do to keep that pressure on?
Yeah, yes, please. If people can email their MPs, we've updated the text in our draft of template email action to kind of reflect these concessions and really stress they don't go far enough, and to urge MPs next week to continue to vote against the changes. So yeah, please do take action. I think the fact that we've got to this point and we're getting concessions really shows that our campaigning is working, and we just really need to maintain that pressure now and make sure the vote doesn't go through.
Yeah, big thanks to all our listeners and everyone out there who has been in touch with their MPs as well. There's been a lot of letters, a lot of emails going to MPs for that. We should have more clarity on Monday as some of the changes, and the vote itself is going to be on Tuesday, the 1st of July. But if people want to get involved more and get those letters, those emails, Roisin, how do they do that?
Like you say, huge thanks to everyone who's emailed their MPs. I think we've had nearly 2,500 emails sent, so it's fantastic. And if you want to read any more detail on kind of what's been announced and reported in the media, or if you want to kind of get in touch with your MP, please go to rnib.in/welfare-update.
Yeah, please do get involved. The more pressure, the better, of course. And for any of our listeners in Scotland who receive the Adult Disability Payment, that's Social Security Scotland's version of PIP, the government have confirmed there will be no changes made there. So some good news on that point. Let's hope we get more good news next week. Roisin, I'm sure we'll be chatting to you as well for the latest updates, but thanks for dropping in to chat with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.